This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
We're already having issues this fine hump day. Steve Miggs, we're losing microphones.
I'm so fired up, I turned the microphone off the stand, brother.
The studio is falling apart.
What you gonna do when the Daily Miggs Show runs wild on you?
I mean, what was it, just spinning in circles or something? How did that come down?
I never understand that. It's like even like stuff in your like furniture around your house where it gets loose from the screw, and you're just like, how is this thing unscrewing itself? And the same thing with this microphone stand. Every once in a while, it just kind of works its way down the threads, and then it just rips off, but I never spin this thing.
Maybe it's actually Sarah. Every day she comes in here with like a wrench and just slowly makes a rotation, slowly makes a rotation. I could see her doing that.
I was going to say, it's never once happened to any of the other one of us on the show.
You're right.
It always happens to Steve.
It's just mine.
So I think it is Sarah.
Sarah, are you trying to sabotage me?
Maybe.
You bitch.
Just one screw every day and eventually sabotaged.
I also feel like Sarah's got a really good poker face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like it's because of the crooked mouth.
Okay. You never know what I'm thinking or doing or anything.
Like, one side of you looks like it's lying. The other side I feel like is being very sincere.
Story we'll never of my know. Life. We'll never know. It's time to inform our beloved rockaholics.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Today's National Bosses Day, but who cares about that? Today is also National Sports Day.
Thanks, bosses. Never mind.
Yeah, great. Thanks for keeping us employed and having us do our jobs. You got to pick one sport to watch. What sport are you watching?
I'm kind of a football girly.
College or pro?
Oh, why you gotta do me like that, Steve?
I don't know. It's just because I ripped the microphone off the stand. I'm just feeling extra aggressive.
I mean, I guess college because there's so much more available to us.
Right, and the Cougs are playing better than the Seahawks right now.
That is very true. So I'm going to go college.
Okay. Danny, what are you going with?
If it's right now and the Kraken played like they did last night.
The Kraken all day long in hockey.
Hell yeah. I thought you were going to go with soccer.
No, I would go with soccer. Okay. honestly, though, like soccer can just kind of get, especially on TV, it's one of those like sports that you have to stick with.
Yeah.
And as like hockey, there's just constantly stuff going on. So on TV, I'm watching hockey all day.
Oh, yeah. Way more action, which is kind of funny because back in the day, people were like, I can't watch hockey on TV. I don't know where the puck is. I'm like, open your freaking eyes. Figure it out. All right. Sorry. I am a little salty today.
Very passionate.
I'm very, more passionate than salty. I'm not mad. I'm just excited. All right, I feel like Sarah's going to lean towards football because of fantasy football.
You know, normally, actually, yeah, maybe now this year for sure. But before, I'm the only person that will ever say this, but it would be baseball.
I don't hate on baseball.
That's good, because all of my friends do.
Yeah.
So they're like, but that's the only sport.
Well, it's because you make them stay till the ninth inning when you guys go to the games.
You never know what's going to happen.
And then how often do you know what the final score was after that?
Rarely. I Google it. But that's the only sport that I actually know what's going on. Like, I know the rules.
So I'm going with Danny V.
Release the Kraken.
Because of last night, the Seattle Kraken, they released the Kraken all over the Nashville Predators. What a freaking game that was. 7 goals scored by 7 different players. They ended up beating them 7-3 over the Nashville Predators, which was just a lot of fun to watch. And Joey Decord, man, what a great job between the pipes. Obviously, he could have given up a couple of soft goals. It wouldn't have mattered. But, man, there were a couple of saves that he made were just on another level. So it was a lot of fun. Up next, finally coming back home, Thursday night, taking on the Philadelphia Flyers.
Let's go Kraken. Steve Miggs, I know you've not yet served on jury duty.
I refuse.
But I think they may have sweetened the pot for you a little bit.
Okay.
Pierce County has just launched a pilot program that raises juror pay from $10 a day to $100 per day.
Sign me up.
And they want to, you know, they're kind of aiming to promote a more diverse jury participation. I think it's great to do your civic duty. I hope you do one day.
Oh, that'd be a blast. If I get $100.
Hell yeah.
You think somebody could, like, make that kind of like their thing? They're just like a lifer. They just bounce from jury duty to jury duty, getting $100 every day. Hey, we might actually finally see
Mr. Unlimited
playing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is very interesting. But Mike Tomlin, he's indicating that that's the coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers, that Russell Wilson is being considered to start as the quarterback for their upcoming game against the New York Jets. He's finally recovered from this calf injury that he's been dealing with. But some people are like, team's 4-2 with Justin Fields. Why are you gonna rock the boat? But recently, Fields, he has a little bit of a dip in his accuracy. He hasn't been playing as well as he did in the beginning of the season. So maybe they think maybe it's a good chance to give Russell an opportunity to see how he will do. So we'll see what happens.
Test the waters a little bit.
I'm rooting for him. I know that some Seahawks fans aren't, but I'm definitely rooting for Russell Wilson.
Seattle Mariners players Dylan Moore and Cal Raleigh have each been nominated for a Rawlings AL Gold Glove Award.
All right, quick quiz for our friend Sarah, since she's such a big baseball fan. Do you know what positions they play?
Shortstop.
Well, you know what? Dylan Moore's a utility player, so I guess we'll take that.
Suck it.
High five.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Woo!
All right, what about Cal Raleigh? Big dumper.
Oh, he's a pitcher. Nope. And a batter.
I should have quit while we were ahead.
And an outfielder.
No. Keep going.
First base.
What is the pitcher? Who does he throw to?
The pitcher throws... Oh, the catcher! Yeah!
Danny, edit the rest of that out. It'll sound like she knows what she's
Thank
talking
you.
Number
about.
Number one baseball fan in this room. So they are one of 3 selectees for utility player and catcher, respectively. And for Cal, this is a pretty significant recognition because no Mariners catcher has ever won this award.
Ooh.
Yeah, so let's go Big Dumper. The 2024 winners will be announced on Sunday, November 3rd during a special Baseball Tonight broadcast on ESPN.
Hey, as far as weather, we're getting a high of 56 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. The DMV is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, a sub above, and that's what's up.
Steve Miggs, you say that you have come across something online that inspired you to create what might be the dumbest game ever.
Yeah, I didn't even want to run it by you guys because I feel like you're going to shoot it down. But it involves 2 of my favorite things.
Oh, wow. Pearl Jam and hockey?
Close.
Okay. Well, we'll find out
Music.
What it is. Music and...
I guess. Farting.
No!
Oh, no! We'll find out about this dumb game at 6:20.
The Daily Mix.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Show.
Migs, you're constantly coming up with ideas.
Some better than others.
Most of the time, you preface them with dumb ideas.
Dumb, stupid, ridiculous. A stoner idea from a non-stoner, yes.
And you have a dumb game that you would like us to play this morning that involves 2 of your favorite things.
Yes, music and farting. And the only reason why I bring it up is because yesterday on the Today Show, I saw something that just completely blew my mind. There's a guy by the name of Sebastian. He was on the show, and he was like just cracking up the host of the Today Show because he's known as, man, it's on Instagram, Der Shalm. And he has over 5 million people that follow him on like TikTok and a bunch of people on Instagram. And he's a hand fartist.
What?
He's a hand fart artist. Hand fartist.
Okay.
I would like to point out Sarah's face right now. She is so disgusted by this. Yeah, no, we get it.
So here he is on the Today Show. He's been doing this for like 26 years. And just, I mean, it's impressive. And I think you'll be able to figure out what song he's doing right here.
Rick Astley.
Yes. He's Rick rolling them. Pretty impressive, wouldn't you say?
Is this his full-time career job?
Well, I mean, he's got so many views on social media that he's probably monetizing this.
This is wild.
So then I fall down the rabbit hole that is the hand fartist by the name of Sebastian. And so I found a couple of things that he's done where he's like actually like looped himself with multiple takes, kind of like how those people do like those a cappella versions of songs where like one part of them is whistling, the other part's them clapping. He did that with his hand farts. And I want to see if you guys can figure out what song this is, okay? This is like his highly produced version of a hand fart song.
Oh. Oh, this is Linkin Park.
Boom.
Yeah.
Or as some would call it, Stinkin' Park.
You've been thinking about this since yesterday, haven't you?
No, I just saw this morning.
Oh, this morning. I thought you saw it yesterday.
I spent a good 40 minutes just watching his videos. I got no work done this morning. They should have gotten Emily Armstrong. They should have got this guy, and he probably has no backstory that's controversial.
This is amazing.
Is he?
It's very impressive.
I have to disagree.
I can't even make a fart sound with my hands.
I don't know, if you get your hands wet with soap or whatever and you're able to make this noise, yes, you can do it to a rhythm.
I think you think that it's easier than it is. Some do it in their armpit, others do it with their hands, but this guy's impressive.
We have very different definitions of being impressed.
I'm shocked. Okay, I got another one for you.
Oh, here we go.
All right, this one's good too.
Is this Every Breath You Take?
Boom!
You know, I don't know which is more impressive, the guy with the hand farts or Taryn recognizing it within like five. Like, we should do this with Hooker Shook.
Right? You know hand farts.
This might be a whole new world that I'm really into.
And I love that it has an effect on it as well. The comments are priceless on this.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Because he people are asking him questions. Like, one person says, how are you able to sustain the long notes? I've been a hand farter for years now, and I've never figured it out. You are a true master. That's from a guy by the name of at Mr. Smell Nice.
So last week, we talked to a professional whistler. Now we find out there's professional hand farters. What is next, Steve?
He even told that guy, says, you have to really gain control of the pressure to release the notes as slowly as possible.
Sarah, get him on the show.
No, if you guys want him on the show, you guys got to figure that out yourself.
You know, if I had to pick which of the three of you would be the most impressed, I would have thought it would have been Sarah.
Anything to do with farts, she's out.
But it's not real farts. These are hand farts.
It still doesn't sound good, whether it's a hand, an armpit, the real deal.
I don't know. I think if Danny played this at emo night, I'd rock out to it.
Would you?
Of course you would, because you love it. You love this sound.
See, Sarah's just too much of a lady.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't
know.
Someone
said Sarah's just upset because she didn't think of this first.
How did they know? Hey, if he's making money, then yeah.
I would love to know how much money he's making off of the website by monetizing this stuff.
That's why we need to talk to this guy.
So that's why I grabbed some more of his not as highly produced versions of songs where he plays along to the music of certain bands and he does the hand farts to it. And I wanted to kind of see if you guys could figure it out. But I figured, you know what, if someone who's listening right now wants to join in on the fun, we got no prize for this, but give us a call, 206-803-ROCK. And I want to test and see how well you guys are able to pick out these songs based on his hand farts.
Oh, yes, please. Give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. We will play the game after Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, if you are just tuning in, we are playing one of Steve Migg's dumb games.
Yes.
Steve, you found a guy who who is a hand fartist.
He is a hand fartist. His name is Sebastian. He's on Instagram. He's got millions and millions of people follow him on TikTok as well. And what he does is he picks out popular songs, and instead of playing drums along to it, guitar along to it, he farts along to it with his hands. And the best part is, so Sarah's not impressed. And then the entire time we're listening to Van Halen and Nirvana, there's Sarah trying to prove to us that she can do it, failing miserably at it.
Okay, it is a little harder than I thought. I think, you know, when I'm in the shower later today with the soapy water, I'll be able to do it better.
That's her argument. She's like, I need to be wet in order to do this. And then both of us, all three of us had to leave the room.
And I still couldn't do it. It was really embarrassing.
None of us can do it. We actually do have Casey from Bremerton on the phone, too, that wants to help us play this game. Casey, good morning. Are you ready to identify some hand fart songs with us?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll play the song, and feel free, whoever thinks they know it, just jump in. But, you know, in order to do this game, we need an intro, Danny.
Oh, no.
It's now time for another dumb game by Steve Meggs.
Or Steve Meggs.
This could be the stinkiest game ever as we play. Guess what he's farting? Guess what he's farting? Don't worry, it's not a real fart. He's using his hands. Guess what he's farting? Guess what he's farting?
All right. So I grabbed a few of his performances on Instagram, isolated, so you'll hear a little bit of the vocals. That's just the best it's going to get. But I think you'll be able to try and figure out what song it is. And I think this first song, I feel like most rockaholics... There we go. Most rockaholics should know this one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Casey, do you know it?
Off the top of my head, no, I should know it, though.
Why can't I think of the name of the song?
I have no idea what song it is.
Molly?
About a girl.
About a girl.
Wow, you guys are bad at reading farts, man. This is very disappointing. Okay, okay. Next one, I feel like maybe Danny. You know what? I feel like Danny should know this one. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Casey, do you know it?
Oh, is it Sum 41?
Yeah.
In Too Deep?
I would have never got that one.
I like how it comes slowly.
Some would call it Sum Farty One.
Hey,
sorry.
No.
All right, next one. Let's see if you guys can figure out this one.
Nashville Puppets.
Damn! That's what's up, Casey. All right, we ready for the next one?
Yes.
Okay. See, this guy's impressive.
Oh. Don't Speak by No Doubt. His pitch is impeccable.
The long notes are impressive.
I you know... You saw him actually do this on the Today Show.
Well, yes.
I just want to call BS on it. Like, I don't think this is possible.
Do you think he watches Instagram?
That's great. I'm just saying, there has to be some trickery somewhere.
So you think he's fooling us?
I think there's like a kazoo somewhere.
A kazoo.
Yeah, it sounds like a kazoo to me.
But eventually the truth will come out, and that'll just ruin his reputation.
That's fine.
Also, can we see Casey from Bremerton? Do you know how to fart with your hands?
Nope.
Okay. All of us cannot do that skill.
Well, Casey, thanks for playing along for what might be the dumbest game of all time.
I agree.
I got one more for you guys.
Okay, here we go.
Because I feel like this one's really good.
Is this Oh my gosh, is this Creed?
I'm going to turn off his mic.
I have to say, Taryn, you're very good at this game.
Had a lot of farting experience.
Is it you or Brad?
It's Brad, 100%. Okay.
I'm free. Come on, Danny.
No, I'm good.
You don't even like this version?
No. However, can I ask one favor?
Yes.
Can Sarah do her impression of Creed on the microphone, please, with hand farts?
Oh, you want to try it?
Yeah.
I thought I had to go home and practice.
No, I want to see this right now.
Well, it's going to be silent because I don't have my... I'm not soapy or wet right now.
Can you hear it?
No.
She's so good at it, guys.
That is a thump, not a fart.
Yeah, that sounds like something completely different and way more inappropriate.
Go home and practice.
Fun.
All right, go home and practice.
I will.
We love games on this show, one of which we're going to play next, and that is the game Beat Migs. So if you want to play, give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. Steve's got a record of 286 wins, 85 losses, and 50 ties in 2024. We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.